Tēnā koutou, this is Yowate News, ko moeawa tēnei. Labour MP Willie Jackson has used his speech at the Oxford Union debate to demand the return of seven mokomokai held by the British Museum. Mr Jackson and American Museum curator Gary Viken won the debate against British politician Bel Ribeiro Abbey and Lord Visor of Didcot by arguing against the moot. The British Museum is not very British. He said the British Museum itself is a symbol of imperial privilege and cultural condescension. The entire cultural history of the British is stealing good ideas and culture from everyone they encountered, and even Isaac Newton's work on gravity was based on Muslim texts 556 years before his apple fell. He said the British stole from the Greeks, indigenous peoples and Muslim scientists, and when they don't like something, they try to pack it off to Rwanda. The British Museum holds the largest Māori collection outside New Zealand, not only artefacts Māori view as ancestors, but the preserved heads of actual ancestors. He implored the museum on behalf of Māori to honour the partnership agreement between Māori and the British Crown, that is the Treaty of Waitangi, and let the ancestors come home. On other news, a descendant of Te Atiawa chief Honiana Te Puni says a street name correction in Wellington's Aro Valley gives proper respect to one of the city's founders. Epuni Street will now be known as Honiana Te Puni Street. Morris Love says his tupuna was born in Taranaki before 1800s. In the 1820s, he traded muka flax in Australia for muskets before making the hekinga to Wellington area in the 1830s amid ongoing wars with Waikato Iwi.
He was one that assisted European settlement. I don't think he quite understood the total effect of that, and probably when he died was a little disillusioned about what had happened.
In 1839, Honiana Te Puni and fellow Te Atiawa chief Te Whare Pōuri signed an agreement to sell land in the present-day Wellington City to the New Zealand Company, with a tenth of the land to be set apart for Māori. And finally, a Warriors media manager wants to see more acknowledgement of the Māori contribution to the code in this weekend's NRL's Indigenous Round. The round started in 2009 as a way to recognise the contribution of Indigenous and Torres Strait Island people to rugby league. While Sunday's match at Mount Smart against the Redcliffe Dolphins from Queensland will include a half-time performance from Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, Richard Becht reckons more could be done.
It's a bit like Anzac Day to me, where there are two parties involved in this. It would be nice if there was some more official acknowledgement of the Māori side of the Indigenous Round.
That's your Wātea News.